Samuel Welsh was a master of Greyfriars school in the county of Kent, and he believed in discipline. Henry Samuel Welsh,
master of arts.
Boys were wary of Welsh, for he taught long enough to know that boys soon get rough and out of hand. But they all knew the discipline of Henry Samuel Welsh.
Doctor of philosophy.
Round and round the old quadrangle Henry would walk, and with a learned colleague he'd enjoy a classical talk. Then came the boys with lots and lots of noise, but Henry would quell them with his academic poise. Education of Welsh was a process of sitting up straight and lending an ear. For boys all knew the discipline of Henry Samuel Welsh.
Old-fashioned pedagogue.
Henry's views were very simple. He believed in work, and boys were there to listen to him, not to fidget and shirk. Henry was stern, his boys were there to learn, and he was there to teach them, for they were his chief concern. Henry Samuel Welsh was a part of a vanishing breed, but he knew about boys, and he believed in discipline. Henry Samuel Welsh.
Disciplinarian.
Bunter, Mrs. Carolyn Fawlty, there's a pie missing from the kitchen.
It wasn't me, sir. I don't like plum pie.
What?
I really don't, sir. But I never touched it, sir. You can ask him. I gave him some.
Upon my word, you're the most untruthful boy I have ever encountered. You will take 200 lines.
Henry Samuel Welsh was a master of Greyfriars School in the county of Kent, and he believed in discipline. Henry Samuel Welsh.